Agav, when you check your email, I sent out a link to the to a copy of the Knesset HaRishonim. If anyone wants to be able to use it online, if you don't have a paper copy, I took it off from books.org. Okay. The The Gemara says in the middle of the Pesach, Hakol Asuyimai, right? I mean, Hakol can't be for Anashim Nashim, because it says that before in the Mishnah. So what's the extra word, Hakol? Lasuye Yoresh should look Rav Yehuda. Right? That even a Yoresh it can do Tmura against Rav Yehuda. The Rambam Paskins like Rav Meir against Rav Yehuda. And the reason why the Achronim explain is because this isn't the only place, but the Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir against Rav Yehuda. Because that's the only way we have of explaining the next word, Hakol. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Yorish Somach Yorish Meimir to Rav Meir. Rav Meir considers a Yorish to be like a Bailam. Right? The father died, he left the Karban to a son, Le'inyan Chiyot to Smicha, and Le'inyan the Isser and the Chalos of Tamura. Did Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Re'inyan Yorish, Eino Son of Yorish, Eino Meimir. Yehuda considers the Yorish to be Pashup Shat, most Akron, Masum, a stranger. The Yorish has nothing to do with anything. You can't Yarshin a Karban. Right, that's a bit of machlokes. Most of them assume that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yorish really has not, gets no kapar from the Karban, has no involvement in the Karban, because, like we'll see in the Tosus Red, right, you can't inherit a Karban because it doesn't belong to the Morish. Now, obviously, spiritually, it has a lot to do with the Morish, because he was Makrish for the shame of his, you know, Kapara or Ritzoy, but that's not the kind of thing you can inherit. And therefore, you don't have any, the Yorish has no special status. My time, dear Rabbi Yehuda, Yodlev Tchilas Hekdish, me, Sof Hekdish, Ma Sof Hekdish, Yorish, Ein Somech, Tchilas Hekdish, Yorish, Ein No Meimir. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda has a comparison in this sugya. Tchilas Hekdish means Tmura, Sof Hekdish means Smicha. Right, Tmura is when you first make something Kaddish, a Kodesh, at least the second animal, and Smicha is the very last thing you do before the actual Hakrava. So, just like, and this is what the Shimon Geretzes points out, just like we don't consider a Yorish to be an owner, Legabe smicha, we don't consider him to be an owner. Legabe tmura smicha gufmin olan plus karbanu ksiv. Chad karbanu lo karbanu kachom, chad karbanu lo karbanu chavir, chad karbanu lo karban aviv. Right, there's three miyutim. Besamech yadol rosh karbano, not a karban of a guy, not a karban of your friend who just asked you to do him a favor and be a shliach to smicha, and not even the karban of someone's deceased father, which they inherited. Ulurab meir dom yor somech lachsiv karbano, how we buy lay the rabbis kobali chovrin le smicha. Right? So, what does he do with the third karban? Oh, fine. One karban velo chavir. We all know you can't send your friend to be somech on your behalf. One karban velo karban akam. We all know you can't be somech on the karban of a guy. What does he do with the third karban? Oh, obviously, he's not memait a yorish. The answer is l'rabos kabali chovrim l'smicha. To be marba all the shutfin, right? If there's a chabura that chips in for a karban, to be marba all the shutfin for smicha. The simple shot is here. Almost all the Rishonim agree. That means that if there's eight shutfin and a karban, all eight of them have to do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, Bali Chovrin, l'smicha, lestle, Rabbi Yehuda holds that all these shutfin don't have to do smicha. My taima, dom lo miyachid, karban did too, and this is, not everyone has this girsa. Tos points out of Menachos, but why? Because it's not just their karban, it's not only their karban, and therefore there's no smicha. The bais eima, or maybe he agrees karbon was the rabos all the bali chorban the smicha the karbon of chorban karbon chaver michad karnafka dayasu the chad the bali chorban the smicha and he says Rabbi Yehuda has karbon of the karbon aviv karbon the rabos called bali chorban the smicha and one karbon of the ma'at karbon akum and karbon chaver because it just means you can't do smicha as a shliach of someone else and that's what Rashi points out. Rashi points out we already have a limut. B'nei Yisrael somchin, the guy himself can't do smicha, so then the guy is like chavero. The question is, can you do smicha for someone else? And with one karbona, you remind, you can't do smicha for a guy, and you can't do smicha for a Jew. The only difference is the Jew should come and do smicha himself, and the guy is pater le gamre, but they can both be learned from the same Karbanu. Okay, for a mayor to have a Yorish Meir my time. So why does our mayor think a Yorish can do Tamura? Apparently the Rishonim explained, Shidu Metzis here and others, that Rav Meir, well, he doesn't have, he uses the three carbonos for low carbon chavir or low carbon akum, and the rabbis kobal chavir l'smicha. So why does he need any mukar that a yorish can do tumura? So this is a bit of a machlokes. Why he needs this? The Tosos Rid that's on the Makora sheet says, you know, he's not explicitly answering this question, but he says, he says basically it's not yours, right? There's no Yerusha on a karban, and therefore misvara, there's no Yerusha on a karban, misvara, it's not yours. And therefore, you need an extra riboy, Hamer Yamir, the rabbi Steyarish, to teach you that you can do tomorrow. So again, why Rav Meir needs a riboy? The Tosos Rid says because it's not his nisvara. And therefore, you need a gzeres hakasov that you can do tamura, because after all, whoever heard him doing tamura in an animal doesn't belong to you. And the Shitim Gobetzes here says, it's in Os Tess on Amon Aleph, and also in Os B Aleph on Amon Beis. The Shitim Gobetzes here, mine's in Ashmatos on the back, says, if I can find it, I will read it to you. You want to take my word for it? Yeah. He says, he asks this question. Tema, what does he need a makor for? He doesn't have karbanu l'mayit. The Yeshalom Rameir, amayim moki lomer karbanu l'karbanu avidat fei, havi lan amoki miyat mi beriboy, umishani, yishan ashkan diyorish meyim, yishan hachi nichol olg melbali chobim kich. Sorry. Yeah, he says Rabbi Yehuda needs a miyot because ilav the tavai mashlu korban lemai to misvara islam the meimar yorish kari davoi. Rabbi Yehuda needs a miyot because misvara a yorish counts as his father. Misvara yorish can do smicha. So the Shidu Gubetza says misvara a yorish is pra davuhi. Mista misvara yorish takes over for his father. Right, Misvari can do, he can do smicha, can do tamura, but we would have darshan karbano lema'et, if not for hamir yamir. So that's a machlok, is what we would have thought misvari. The Tosos Rid says, Misvara, Tosos Rid says, Misvara, right, we pass like our mayor. Tosos Rid says, Misvara, of course he can't do Tamura, or Smicha, he's also referring to, because it's not his, right? The ain't a carbon kashar moment of Shu Yorsho, Ela carbon Nikra al Shem Aviv, right? Nikra. Al shame of it. You can't inherit a karban. Misvara, you have nothing to do with it. Hamir Yamir is a riboy. The Sheik Ugubet says here, says not true. Says Misvara brakrai davua. Misvara, a son can do everything his father can do. A son totally takes over all the accounts of his father. Even though, admittedly, this is not a regular kind of property, but Misvara, whatever applies to the father applies to the son, he steps into his father. That's literally krai davua, means his father's legs. What we call it, stepping into his father's shoes. Misvari he can do. Tumura, the only reason he's a riboy, Hamir Yamir, is that you wouldn't darshan karbano lemait. Why would you ever have him to darshan karbano lemait? Because if there are three karbanos, and at least according to Tosos, against the Sfas Emes on the Kershi, two of them are muted. and one of them is a riboy bali chovrim, it would make more sense to darshan all three as miyutim, and we need Hamir Yarmir to teach us not to darshan the third karbano as a miyut. Right? We would have darshan the third karbano also as a miyut if not for Hamir Yarmir. That part is Tosos. Yeah. Okay, so that is right there. The Mayim Yivar is Dali Chovrim right there. That part is in Tosos. He just doesn't have the phrase Kroi Davua, right? But Tosos and the Kroi Davua, that line is not in Tosos, but the basic idea is. Shitun Gubetzes, which is also here, quoting other versions of Tosos, adds that in.
I don't understand the concept that the son takes over everything. He clearly doesn't take over financial liabilities of his father. I assume he doesn't take over Paris Nadar. Why here is it so obvious then that he takes this over?
Okay, you're right, meaning he clearly does not take over many, many, many things of his father. So I think all right, I'm not sure I want to get into this now, but who was here 2 years ago for Mi'ila? So we discussed, do you really own your korban or not? We discussed that, we had a whole shiur about it when we learned Mi'ila, who owns the korban, you or quote-unquote Hashem? So it could be that the Tosos, I mean, Tosos is not as detailed as Shem Gretz, but Tosos as elucidated by Shem Gretz against those Tosos holds, you don't own your korban, you can't yarsh it. Could be that Tosos holds that you do own your korban, and that's when he's brought Kroi Davua, the son can inherit. You don't own it in the regular sense. Clearly you can't sell your karban, right? That's why he has to stick in Kroi Davua. But there are a lot of things you can't sell that a son still inherits. Such as, for example, if someone owes you money, you can't necessarily sell that debt. If someone owes you a milvah balpeh, but the son clearly inherits it. Right? If someone was mazik you, you can't sell the right to be compensated. But your son would inherit it. So therefore, the son can inherit things even if they're not fully owned regular chulin objects, the son can still inherit, and therefore the father does have bailus. So it could be the yisod of the machlokas is, does the father have bailus or not? If you want to know what's the yisod of the machlokas, the easiest way is to say that the Rid says you don't own your karban, and Tosa says, you do own your karban. Obviously, your rights are somewhat restricted, but you do own your karban. After all, it's your karban. For example, the Gemara says in the 7th Parashah of Bava Kamma, may kar Torah de Ruvain, bahashta Torah de Ruvain. That it's not considered a shinoi rishos to be makdir something, so it used to be yours, and it's still yours. Just now it's a karban that's yours. It used to be chulin, now it's a karban that's yours. If you wanted to be a little bolder, then Simcha's going to start pressing me, and I'm not going to be able to respond properly. You could say that everyone agrees you don't own your karban. Own your karban. So there's no Yerusha, and Tosos could say, even though you don't own your karban, the bra, kra'a, davuha, le'inyan, karbano. That, the son steps into his father's shoes, but then you're going to press me and say, so in what matters does the son step into his father's shoes, and in what matters does the son not step into his father's shoes, right? Because obviously, the son doesn't have to pay his father's debts from his own pocket. Clearly, right? The son certainly doesn't step into his father's shoes in terms of Isurim. So in what ways does or doesn't he? And then I will admit that I don't have a clear getter. So therefore, the first way would be simpler.
I mean, that he doesn't step into his feet is more things in Momonos and things like that. Carbonus and stuff is a separate type of thing, and that's Zeres HaKasuv and all kinds of stuff like that. That's the way it works. I mean, who are we to understand?
Right, but here we're talking about Misvara, meaning,
But that Misvara is a different class.
So you're against what I just said in Tosfos. And Echonami, I admit it's a Kiddush.
Can you flip it the other way? Everybody holds the old Yukarban. This is a question in terms of What happened?
Now, if you really own it, then why shouldn't he be Yorish it?
No, see, the father was Mavrish a korban for himself, and then he dies, right? So it's a tough meaning. It could be that once he's Mavrish it, so then it's...
No, but assuming that the korban is still going to be brought, right? It's not chattas. So assuming the korban is still going to be brought...
It's not
a chattas. We're still going to bring the korban, right? And Ola can be brought after death. That's a halacha. So why shouldn't the... It should be Hefker? Why shouldn't the son inherit it if it belonged to the father? Nah.
Within the Tosfos, does it make a difference if the Korban has an innate Kedusha, if it's a Bechor?
Bechor is complicated. That's a Mishnah a little later in the Perek, meaning does it belong to you or does it belong to the Kohen? Anyone remembers what we see this year? Let's assume for now, no. Okay. Now, let us... put that on the side now and finish reading the Gemara. Rav Meir de Amar, just we have to answer the question. Why does Rav Meir need a limud if he doesn't have karbano? So the Tosfos Rid says he needs the limud misvara because he has nothing to do with this karban. So of course he needs the limud. And Tosfos says he needs the limud because he would have learned karbano if not for this reboy. Why would he have learned karbano that way? To make all the three karbanos parallel. So the Gemara continues, my time. Or Malachim Harmer Yomer the Rabbi said Yorish V'Yolav Sof Hekdish Mitzchilas Hekdish Matzchilas Hekdish Yorish Meim Rav Sof Hekdish Yorish Somech Rav Yehuda Haivim Harmer Yomer My Abed Lay the Rabbi said Isha. He needs Harmer Yomer for the Pshat and our Mishnah for the Isha. Because the time of the Fisher Kolei Yikulayim Davar Loshem Zachar Shem El Yachli From Lo Yomero So Isha Minayin Tam Elor Min Harmer Yomer the Rabbi said Sa Isha. Okay, Lord Meir Shem Nalei. So how does he know Isha? Not blame me Vitim. He gets it from the extra. V'im, Rabbi Yehuda, V'im, lo darshan. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan that. Right, so l'chor, this is the classic machlokas. Tanarm, whether you darshan a vav. Right, is a vav worthy of drasha? So that's what it comes down to here. Rav Meir gets Isha from the vav, and has Hamer Yomer from the Yorish, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan the vav and uses Hamer Yomer for the Isha. Then the question, it's a technical question. Time of Rabbi Kroli Isha. Bain. Ubein Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, time to Rav Yehuda, Isha, Halo Rav Yehuda, Hava Miniki Av, that's more lo lakya. Veha Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kintana, Rav Yishmal, Isha, Isha, Kiyasu, we call Chatos, Adam, Hishra, because of Isha, Isha, Chalon, Shishab, Torah. How could you say you need a reboy for a woman just because of Lashon Zachar, and if not, the woman in Potter, don't you have a principle that Isha, Isha, Kiyasu, that for all Averos, men and women are equal? So it's Rech, Manu, Tengah, Hani, Mili, Onish, Shav, Men, Biyachim, Tzibar, Vacha, came to Onish, Yitzav, Bakol, who, Tithnani, Tzibar, Shuf, Osun, Torah, Isha, Nami, we might have thought that this principle that Ish and Isha are equal is only for Averos that apply equally to all males. Then they apply to females. Since this Averos doesn't apply to all males, because only to individuals, not to Shutfin and Tzibur, you might have thought it also doesn't apply to females, and it's not the Chlalis Isha Isha, because it's not a categorical prohibition. Therefore, you need a special reboy for Isha. There's another Girsa as well. That Rashi says that maybe you would have thought the Girsa of Isha, Isha, yes, it was only when there's a Maisa, but here there's no Maisa. You might have thought an Isha doesn't apply to an Isha. Kamash Falam, that applies to an Isha. Okay, maybe we'll come back in the next couple of weeks to see how these two Girsos are important. But now let's stick to the Machlokos at Karbano. So we have three Machlokos here between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. One is, the main Machlokos is Yorish. Right? But then, in order to work out the cheshbon, in order to work out the bookkeeping of the karbanos, we have to choose between one of two other options. Right? Either they're arguing a bali chov and l'simcha, right? It's B or C. Either they're arguing about bali chov, where Rav Meir says, Somech Umeimar. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Somech. So either it's Bali Chovrim, where Rav Meir says, Somchin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, they're not Somchin. Right? Or we say, no, they both agree the Rabbis call Bali Chovrim L'smicha. They're arguing about how many Miutim you need for a Goy and for Chaveiro Karban. Akum, Vikarban Chaveiro, where Rav Meir says you can get them both from one miut. No, Rav Yehuda, right? Reb Meir says you need two miyutim. And Reb Yehuda says you need one miyut. Okay, let's just try to briefly look at these three machlokos and see what we can get out of them. Let's start from the end. So, Taka, do you need one miyut or two miyutim for a goy and for chaviro? So, who makes more sense? So, who makes more sense? Is one miyut good enough or you need two miyutim? So, what does Rashi tell us? Now, offhand, if you know nothing about the rest of the Chumash, you said two miyutim. One, that you can't be somech on another Judas karban, and two, that a goy can't be somech. But that's not true. We already know a goy can't be somech because of Bnei Yisrael v'lo akum. So we already know a goy can't be somech. So then, what makes more sense? Rashi says, right, the svar is that one miyut is good enough. What do you mean? The goy can't do it, and your friend doesn't want to do it. Either way, the principle is you can't be somech b'shlichus. Like, either you can be somech someone else's, or you can't. If you can be somech someone else's, fine. But the meat is you can't be somech. Once we're in mind, you can't be somech a Jew's karbon, so you also can't be somech a goy's karbon, so no one does. We know that already. Or once you can't be somech a goy's karbon, why not? Because you're not him. So you also can't be somech a Jew's karbon. So the simple shot is l'chora that one limud should be enough. Meaning, what does Rashi say? Misara, Rashi's playing with Yehuda, right? Goy eino somech plus eino somech al karban chaveiro equals ein smicha al karban karbano shel goy. Right? And therefore, you don't need a separate limud. You just put together the fact that he's not somech, the fact that you can't be somech for someone else, and you're set. Okay, so what does Reb Meir think? So, Tosfos already asked this question, right? What is Reb Meir thinking? Right? Why does he need two limud? Doesn't he really know that Chavira is my guy? So what does Tosfos answer? Ellie, what does Tosfos answer? So Tosfos right here says Karbanu l'Karbanu l'Chum v'im Tomer my Yisrael Karbanu l'Hachiyo Nafke Shapir b'Nei Yisrael Sofi no l'Chum Somchi. We already know he's not directly addressing Rashi. We already know a goy can't be somech. If a goy can't be somech, why do you need a special miyut for a goy? If the goy can't be somech, you can't be somech. I'm adding Rashi into Tosfos. V'Yishlomer de Yitzrach the Mal d'Teima Eino l'Chum Atzul Somech l'Karbanu Miu Akohanim Somchem Aleihem Mishem Hachi Yitzrach Karbanu l'Omer Shem Karbanu l'Chum Smicha Klal. So Tosfos says a big chiddusher. Right, Tosfos says, big finish. Havamina, what's the Havamina? If you had only been with my chaveiro, I can't be somech on my friend's karban. Rather, he should come to Yerushalayim and be somech. But, that's because he can. What about a goy? The goy can't. What would be my Havamina? Not that a goy can send a shliach. That's what he needs in his mind. Havamina, meaning, says, he admits, no havamina, the havamina is not that the goy can send a shliach. Then that's karbon of lo karbon chaveiro. What's the havamina? The havamina is to require, what does he say? Smicha kohanim. Smicha unconnected to Bailos. You might have thought, since the goy can't be somech, then anyone should be somech. Who's the anyone? The Kohanim. I'm the Kohanim right there. You might have thought there's a requirement of smicha independent of Bailos. Meaning, to use the Lomdish terminology, that it's, you might have thought, nothing to do with the Gavra. There's Chetzed, the Chobas, Karban. A Karban needs smicha. Sabin is to acquire smicha as a chovas karbon unconnected two bayis. And that's why you need two different mutim. You need, he's explaining why you need Bnei Yisrael and Karbano. Bnei Yisrael, the goy can't be samech. Karbano, it doesn't need an unconnected smicha. That's also why you need two karbanos, right? Karbano will a karban akum, that a goy's karban doesn't require an unconnected smicha. Karbano will a karban chavero, that in a Jew's karban, which requires smichas bayis, you don't have shlucha shalim kavoso. La'afuke mi shlucha shalim kavoso. And now, this is the grizz, if we got to see, makes a big deal of this idea of chovas karban, as opposed to chovas gabra in a smicha, chovas karban in smicha. It's not exactly clear what the hashgafic meaning of a chovas karban in smicha is. L'chor, what's pashup shat in smicha? What's the point of smicha? Pashup shat.
Connected to the bailin.
Is that pashup shat in smicha is for the bailin to put himself into the karban, right? That I'm putting myself into the karban. That ties into what our first talked about. That, you know, the chol kocho, and you say the vidui when you do the smicha. The pasuk shat, the whole point of the smicha is to connect the bialim to his karban and to connect his spiritual quest that he's trying to accomplish to realize with this karban. It doesn't seem to make sense to the chovas hakarban. Nonetheless, it's clearly a havamina in Tosfos. The chovas hakarban unconnected to whoever's bringing it. What's pshat in that chovas hakarban? So, hashkafically, why would there be a chovas hakarban? So I thought you could say that maybe that at least, you know, someone should put their heart into the karban, even if it's not their karban.
It's part of the avodah, the same way you have other steps in the avodah.
Correct, part of the avodah. That's not a hashkafic answer.
It's part of the avodah. You can explain dam and explain all the other steps.
It's part of the avodah. And we don't have to explain hashkafically. But Yomi family, very, very nice Misham, this is so far the pattern, I thought you could say, just ask God, so much put their heart into it, even though it's not their card, but it's a funny thing for the Kohanim to do so. Yomi pointed out to me that before Shakedus Yitzhak, Sharon and Zion, who says that one of the reasons for smicha is to be machshiv the karban. When I'm somech on something, what I'm saying is that it's a proper, it's a beautiful, it's an important thing. When I'm somech on something, I'm giving it hashibas. And he says, one of the points of smicha is to show that this is a mahodir karban, and a great karban, and a chashuv thing, and that we're honoring Hashem. Now, I'm not sure I'm convinced that there's a proof that smicha is a way of being machshiv something. Certainly, if someone says they have smicha, then you think they're a little chashuv. But I'm not convinced that's the original idea. Maybe the original idea of smicha, the Rebbe should put his heart into the Talmud. But he thinks no. Akedah thinks, what's the point of giving your Talmud smicha? To be machshiv him. It's showing that he's chashuv, showing that he's roi. So he says smicha is part of the avodah. It's being machshiv the karban, and therefore can make a lot of sense. Make a lot of sense hashkafically. Again, I admit that hashkaf is not ma'akev, not because hashkaf is important, but because the halacha is the halacha, the lamdas is the lamdas, and you can always fill in the hashkafa later when you figure it out. But hashkafically, it's a big chiddush. Smicha as a chovas hakarban, big chiddush, because pashup shot, all the rishonim say on chumash, the whole point of smicha is for the bailim to put himself into the karban, and the chovas gabra is the way the bailim does zavodas Hashem through this karban. That's pashup shot and smicha, but you could either say, again, a dochah kiddush that the Kohanim should put their heart into the goy's karban, even though it's not their karban, someone should put their heart into it. Or, like the Akedas Yitzchak says, Mefur Shasharnam Zayim, it's a way of being machshiv the karban. And therefore, at least that's one of the reasons to do smicha, therefore it makes sense that b'chol is karban, so it doesn't matter who, someone should be machshiv this karban.
Maybe you can say that also the idea that the point of smicha is in order that you need to make the karban be mitzurah to Adam, in order that you don't come to like the pig idea that like God needs it for himself.
Right, but that's still a little funny because if the Adam's not the one who's bringing the karban.
No, I mean,
if
the Kohanim bring it, there'd be back.
Okay, yeah, I think that's b'chol the first thing I said, that someone puts their heart into it, even if it's not necessarily the person bringing the karban. You're just adding, why is that so important for to show you what the karban is?
Karban Isha, the Kohanim, or Somek, or no?
No, this is the Havamina.
Okay, because there, I mean, you see you have cases where no one is so.
Correct, this is only a Havamina. Now, why it's so important to be the item in the Havamina, we'll see in a few moments. So I think that's one way of reading why Rav Meir needs two Miutim, because you would have had a Havamina of Chovas HaKarban. Like, chor is a carbon greater mamish, just some guy's job it is to be someich on other people's carbonos, and it wouldn't be crazy, according to this Havamina, that maybe the same would be for carbon isha, etc. Again, okay, maybe that gets a little more complicated if mushroom are so close for shus, but, you know, because goyim are not even something for shus. Okay, in the Knesset Rishon, in the footnotes, he hints that there might be a second way of understanding Rav Meir, in which case the machlokas might be, did you have this crazy havamin or not? Of Chobas Karban. Or if Meir had this havamin of Chobas Karban, he needed two miyutim. One, the might goy from smicha unconnected to bailus. Two, the might a Jew from smicha l'bishluchas l'olim moso. And Rav Yehuda didn't have this crazy havamin. The only havamin was shlichas, so he's been my shlichas. The Knesset Rishonim wants to suggest that, but this is also a big chiddush in terms of the subtlety of alumnus. That's always the question. When a Tana darshan something, could it be for a very, very subtle alumnus, or it has to be for something more, more practical? But the Knesset Rishonim suggests in the footnotes, not the Rishonim, but in his footnotes, that it could be that Rabbi Yehuda learns one miyut of carbon goy, and Rabbi Meir learns two miyut. And what do I mean? What he means is, again, they're not answering the question, what's not holds to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. They're indirectly answering that. They're really answering the question, why do you need B'nai Yisrael v'lo goyim and carbon v'lo carbon goyim? So the Tosos say, for get out of two havaminas. The Knesset Rishonim suggests that it teaches you an extra din about carbon goy. Not only is the goy not somech, I'm not going to say not only is the goy not somech, but also his friend can't do it for him, because that would be only one miyut, carbon below carbon chaviru. Not only is the goy not somech, but the cheftza of carbon goy is mufka from smicha. So if Rashi would say, Rabbi Yehuda tainas, you only need one miyut. The goy's not somech, you can't do it for your friend, so meila is no smicha. Maybe or may have an answer, although there's a subtle lumbus, maybe two subtles be pashup shot. No, you need to teach you a chiddush. Until the miyut of carbon will carbon akim, you just thought the goy couldn't be summoned and his friend couldn't do it for him, so nebuch. This teaches you there's actually a psul in the chepta. This chepta is not nitzan l'smicha. A carbon of a goy is a different kind of carbon. We see this from Amud Beis, that carbon of a goy, according to the Paskin, is pater from pigol, and pater from nosar, and pater from ila, and pater from the karis of tame, etc. Carbon of a goy is a different type of level of kedusha. That level of kedusha doesn't have smicha. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? If he can't figure out a way to do smicha anyway, because he can't, and because his friend can't, then what's the nafkamina of saying that the carbon is mufka from, that the carbon is mufka from smicha?
He could bring it without smicha.
No, but he could bring it without smicha anyway. Everyone agrees, onus arkana patre, that a woman could bring carbon without smicha. Yeshua said that. He says, what's the nafkamina? He says, the nafkamina of this new din is hikdish Vinisgayer. If he's mocked as a carbon, then he's Visgayer. He still doesn't do smicha. Why? Because even though now he's a Jew, the carbon had a level of kedusha that was not bar smicha. The carbon has a low level of kedusha because he made it as a guy. Once the carbon has a low level of kedusha, it's not nitan l'smicha. Eino somech. And that's why Meir wanted to learn a double, an extra carbono, even though it wasn't really necessary. It wasn't necessary for the normal case to teach you that a guy doesn't do smicha and his friend doesn't do smicha for him. But it's necessary to teach you the carbon is mufka from smicha, even if he's nisgayer, it's still a lower level of kedusha and has no smicha. He also suggested efshar, although this is yesh ladin al zeh, and maybe, he says, carbon of shutvim goy v'Yisrael, ein bo smicha. He says it could be if there's really a pagam in the chetza that even if I bring a carbon b'shutfus with a goy, not only is the goy not so much, the Jewish partner is also not so much, because since I brought b'shutfus with a goy, it has a low level of kedusha, and that low level of kedusha is not nitan l'smicha.
Why do you? The
but that's a chiddush.
On the first, on the first hezber, why do you have to say that that's a pagam in the chetza of the korban once he is in this gayer? He's a kekatan shenola dami. He has no shaykhus to the korban anyway.
Aha, that's a fascinating question. Maybe it's not as covered at all once he's in Skyer. Okay, maybe, that's a whole question. When we say Gershon Skyer kekatan shenola dami, you're taking that very far. You're assuming he mamish like got like killed and like God put another guy who looks like him in his place. That's not so pashut. Meaning, in Dine Mamados, he still retains all his property. Someone owes him money, they still have to pay him.
Also, is
it, right? He owes money, he still has to pay. And not only that, the old Dean Sanhedrin, if he's high with Onish, he might still get the Onish in some circumstances.
Also his age.
Right. Also his age. So I would say Gershon Skyer kekatan shenola dami means the push-up shot is the only time the Gemara really uses Gershon Skyer kekatan shenola dami, or almost the only time, is Le'inin his relatives. Le'inin his relatives, he's kekatan shenola dami. But not necessarily in everything in the world, although Yesh Lekin. Yes?
Yeah, the second paragraph for it says that the whole guard is only when it comes to dinim which are nosaf, that a Jew has nosaf on a guy. But dinim which I have the same, likely in dinim ominous, then it was like, here's this guy, come on, like. But I would just say, can you be, does anybody even call it in terms of the fact that a guy can only be Makar Gola? As opposed to, meaning, you see that how are you going to learn out from the fact that you can't do smicha on a guy's ola, that maybe a Jew's, other korban that you're,
Okay, but you have to explain it a little more and make sure not to end up saying the same thing that I'm saying in different words. So maybe you can, maybe you can't. Okay, that's a little bit about Jew and Goy and what the base of the machlokas for Meir and Yehuda here is, and I think certainly the part that the Brisker Rav is going to take and run with is the idea of smicha zachovas akarban, which again is very nice based on this Akedas Yitzhak that Yoni pointed out to me of smicha being mach of something. And then that's really why rabbis need smicha. Not to have their rebbe inside them, but to show that they're chashan. Not a rabbi, so I like that part. Let's go to the second machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda about Bali Chofer. Now we're ready to use that as background. We have to use this as background for the next one, and that as background for the one after that. So let's look at Bali Chofer. Let's go back to Bali Chofer means a chabura. It means like a carbon b'shutfus, right? So, Bali Chovrin. What does it mean, L'rabos kol Bali Chovrin l'smicha? So, what's the shita of Rav Meir? L'rabos kol Bali Chovrin l'smicha. Right? So, the pashup shot is that the Mepharshim say, kol hashutfin chayavin l'smoch. All the shutfin have to do smicha. That's what the rabbis call Bali Chover and the smicha. All the shutfin have to do a smicha. There is a funny Meirian Chagiga, which is a bit of a Shitas Yachid, who says that it just means it's optional. At least one has to do. And the rest of them are optional. But that's not mainstream. We're not really going to analyze it, although we'll analyze it today, analyzing something else. The Meiri in the Chagiga says that echad chayov lismoch and the rest are vishus. But that's a very non-mainstream way of understanding the rabbis kol bali chover lismich. What is it? The rabbis kol bali chover vishus for all them to do it. That's pashup shot is that they all have to. Now, the question, though, and the big machlokes, is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. What does Rabbi Yehuda think about Bali Chovrin L'smicha? So he is, according to one day in the Gemara, right, one of two Lashonos, he's not Marbeh, called Bali Chovrin L'smicha, less Lehu. What are the two options as to what he could mean?
One.
Exactly. So, what does Rashi here say? What does Rashi here say?
One.
Rashi here? He says none. Lastly, the vade ainu ta'un smicha. The vade ainu ta'un smicha. Rashi here sounds like none. Right, that's the shita of Rashi. Vada einu tutin smicha definitely sounds like none, and that's also the shita of Tosvos in Menachos. Tosvos in Menachos. Sorry. As well. So Rashi in Tmura, Tosos in Menachos, and many Mefarshim say there is no smicha at all. What's the point? Like our Gemara says, well, we got the carbon date. The whole point of smicha is that I am this carbon. But if I'm merely a shutaf, I'm not identified with this carbon. The whole point of smicha is an identification, one-to-one. If the carbon is not totally me, then there's no point in doing smicha. Then there's no point in doing smicha because it can't be a total equation between the carbon and me. Therefore, there's no smicha. However, Rashi and Erchin and Tosa Menachos quotes Rashi and Menachos. It's not so clear that Rashi and Menachos really means this, meaning he says it as a stage in the Shaklavataria in Menachos. It's not clear that he's saying this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda necessarily. Could just be that was a step in the Shaklavataria somewhere. But Rashi and Erchin definitely says, Rashi and Erchin definitely says that Echad Someich Bishvul Kulam, that no, which is what the Meiri says, but that's a real Shish Yachid, that Rav Meir means, but here this Rashi is not a Shish Yachid, there are Achronim who go both ways on this. Rashi and Erchin says no, he's not Marbe Kol Bali Chovim L'Smicha, he's not Marbe everyone for Smicha, but someone has to do Smicha. Right? You're just not marve everyone for smicha. Now, who is, who's right? Who's right? So, what does our sugya sound like? Which way does it sound like more and more sugya? I mean, what's the textual raya for, so, on the one hand, we have the gersa of my time, the halom yachad miyate carbon to do. It's not their specific carbon. That sounds like they don't have to do it at all. It's not miyate carbon to do if Reuven shouldn't leave bringing carbon. It's not miyate carbon for Reuven, not for Shimon, not for Levi. So that's what Tosfos Menachos says. Not everyone has this gersa. That's the problem with Tumura, that you can't necessarily give a chayav mefarshim based on what it says in the Gemara, because and there are so many different gersos, just because it was not edited as thoroughly. But what is the sort of the raya's here is the gersa of, I know the Grizz gets out of it, the hal lo miyached carbon d'day, something like that. Yeah?
But on the other hand, like, there's a raya the other way. He says the rabbi kova lichovin l'smicha.
Exactly. On the other hand, there's a textual right of the other way, because what does it say? L'rabos kol balichovrim, l'rabos kol balichovrim l'smicha sounds like maybe the machlokes is about kol balichovrim. We'll just be fair. Then Rabbi Yehuda says balichovrim l'smicha lesle. He says balichovrim lesle. He doesn't say kol balichovrim lesle. But Rabbi Gershom has the gersa of kol balichovrim l'smicha lesle. So I think if you have the gersa Bali Chovrim Smicha Lesle, then it's not a good raya. Ramea says all the Bali Chovrim. Yehuda says, no, I don't hold from Bali Chovrim. But if you have the Gersa, which Rabbi Gershom has here, he says that Rabbi Yehuda, in the old fashioned one, the second line, Rabbi Gershom, call Bali Chovrim Smicha Lesle, means he doesn't hold from call Bali Chovrim Smicha. Sounds like he holds from someone. So, basically, Gersat, call Bali Chovrin L'smicha Lesle. So, depending on what your gear says, it could be more reduced one way, more reduced the other way, we're not going to prove anything. One thing which is very nice, the Sfas Emes points out that if you take the Derech of Rashi and Erchin, I don't think he says Rashi and Erchin here, but then the limit is much more meduyak. What are the three carbonos? Carbono, below carbon chameru. Carbono, Velo carbon akum. And carbono, l'rabos kol balichovrim l'smicha. So hold on, why you have two miyots and one riboy? So whose question is that? Tosu's question. Tosu says, is someplace here, Rav Meir, Where is it? At the end, right? In Tomer, Maishna, the Shark of Bottle Moose, Hyder Buye. So the Lulu, what's an Amrish? Then came Lishna Kramine, May Lomer, they showed themselves. Meaning, why do you have two meats and one reed? Well, the answer is, because you have no choice. We can't think of a third meat. That's reasonable enough, right? We don't have a third meat. And you can't be Maishna Shutfin because Misvarer, we would think there weren't so many, right? Because they're not Mimir. Right, and you compare it to Tchilas Hektish, Sof Hektish. Therefore, the less brayer you have to interpret it as a miyut. And that's the Tosos Lashitase that we put on the board there. If we had an option of having a third miyut carbono, we would never darshan bali chovrim. Right, that's why you get Hamer Yavre. If we had any option, we would have bumped the less brayer. So, what is the limud? So Tosos Lishitase, Tosos all over the same, is that the third carbono is a reboy instead of a miyot. Why the third carbono is reboy? Because we can't darshan as a miyot. We ran out of miyotim because we have no choice. Have no other option. Right? So it's like an ugly limud because we have no other option, but we have the two miyots and one reboy. And that helps Tosos, because then he explains why you need Hamir Yamir for a Meger, because if we had any choice, we would have said Karbano, Lamait. However, the Sfas Emes points out that according to Rashi and Erechin, it's beautifully Medoyak. According to Rashi and Erechin, there are three Miyutim. What are the three Miyutim? This is also a Miyut. The Lashon is L'Rabbos Kobali Chobel L'Smicha. But what's it really saying? It's really saying that all of them have to be somech. Not all of them have to be somech. Limud. Not all of them have to be so. Not all of them have to be somech, and you would have thought they didn't. That's a reboy. No, that all of them have to be somech, and you would have thought one could be somech on everyone's behalf. Right. So what is that? It's a miyot. Also a miyot. Karbano. The low carbon shutfo that one shutaf can't be somech for everyone. That's also a miyot. Just like carbon below carbon chavir means I can't be somech for you. You have to come to your shrine yourself. Carbon below carbon shutfo, carbon below carbon chavir, I can't be somech for you. Carbon below carbon, Nakum, I can't be someone for Guy. Carbono, the low carbon shutfo, I can't be someone for my shutaf. It's not enough to have one person do it like Rabbi Yehuda thinks. Rather, they all have to come to Yerushalayim and do it themselves. So the Sfas Emes points out that if you, I don't think he says if in this sense, but he says, Venir Lafarish, but he says, according to, he doesn't say if you hold like Rashi and Erechin, but obviously this, I think, only works for Rashi and Erechin. If you hold like Rashi and Erechin, that Rabbi Yehuda says one shutaf represents everyone else, then what's Rabbi Meir darshan? Karban of low carbon shutaf, one shutaf can't be someone for everyone else. They each have to do it themselves. And that is just a much, much more meduyah limud of Rabbi Meir. And that's, again, the last line and a half of Tosos. Why? Because Tosos holds like Rashi here, and the Sfas Emes is saying within Rashi in Erechin. This just gets into one last question, which we'll point out, which is the brisker rav that I'm not convinced is correct. Echad somech shel kulam. What is the svara according to Rashi Erechin? Why is one guy somech? What's the svara according to Rashi and Erechin? So the Brisker Rav says, hold on, either they're somech or they're not. Why should only one guy be somech? So the Brisker Rav here has a tremendous chiddush. He says, what's the svara? The Brisker Rav says that there's no chovas gavra lismoch. There's no chovas gavra to be somech. So why does even one guy have to do it? Why not agree with Rashi in Tamura? So what does the Brisker Rav say? But chovat korban, exactly. Ain chovas gavra lismoch, aval echad somech, mishum chovas carbon. There's no chovas garver smicha to lo miyachid carbon dite. That's how he gets out of the dryer from lo miyachid carbon dite. Well, doesn't it sound like a pter gomer? He says, yeah, it's a pter gomer on the gavra. It's not his carbon miyuchad, he's pter as a gavra. So why does one guy have to do it? Because there's no chovas gavra, but there is a chovas carbon. But in the maskana, a stranger can't even do a chovas carbon. So that's a chakira, what's the maskana? Chakira, what's the maskana?
He's not a stranger.
Exactly. What is the maskana? So the Griz says, there's still such thing as a chovas karbon, but it needs to be done by someone connected. Right? There is still such thing as a chovas karbon. It just needs to be done by someone connected. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is for shutfin, aliba, the Rebbe Yehuda, aliba, the Rashi, and Erechin. There's no chovas gavra, the lomiyachid karbon day. So why does even one guy have to do it? Because there's still a chovas karbon. And the chovas karbon can't be done by Kohan, it has to be done by someone connected. So any shutif is connected can be yotzei the chovas karbon, and that's why one guy does it and not everyone, to be yotzei the chovas karbon, but there's no chovas gavra.
But there are times when a Kohen does do it, because there's not.
No. I mean, if it's his own karbon, obviously, but never. No. But.
I'd say he's sort of connected, he's doing the avoda.
No.
Why does Rebbe Meir say that each one individually does have to do?
Because he says they have a chovas gavra. Rebbe Meir says chovas gavra. Rebbe Meir says no chovas gavra, just chovas karbon. However, the other who disagree with this Griz, they say there might have been a happening of the Tosos of a chovas karbon. But the maskan is not that there's a chovas karbon, but you need shaykhus to do the chovas karbon. There's no chovas karbon at all, there's only a chovas gavra. If we're back to chovas gavra, then either they should all be chayiv or no one should be chayiv. How come only one of them is chayiv? So this is what the Sfas Emes is answering implicitly, and other Achronim are explicit, that there is a Chovas Gavra al Kulam. They do have a Chovas Gavra, and of course the Chovas Gavra applies to all of them. So why is only one guy Somech?
He represents all of them.
Exactly. Aval Shutaf Echad Somech. Bishlichos kula, but the shoot of echad can represent them all. We need carbon and the lokarbon chaveru. Whoever heard the shoot of can represent them all. So this is a foolish. This Sfasemis doesn't say any of this. He just throws in that carbon and lokarbon shutfo. But everyone who ever learned kedushin, whoever learned kedushin, right? Ellie. So what line am I referring to in the Shach Vatari in the beginning of the Daphne Beis? The Gemara wants to know how we know Shluchos Shalom and Kemoso. Exactly. Say, maybe we can learn Shluchos Shalom and Kemoso because one guy chefs the Pesach for the Chabura. And what do they answer? That's different because the Isle Shukmas Gavay. Right? The Amushani husband, the Isle Shukmas Gavayu. What is the Gemara saying there? That it makes more sense to have Shluchos if you're a Shutaf Gavayu. Just because a Shutaf can be a Shliach doesn't prove anyone else can be a Shliach. And that's a havmi. What they're saying is, if we only knew I could check the carbon pesach for my chabura, that would only prove a partner could be a shliach. We need a different pasuk to teach us anyone could be a shliach in shchita or in truma or in gittin. But what are we seeking here? That shutfus is a stronger shlichus than strangers. If you're a shutf, you're more able to be a shliach. Why? It makes sense. A stam person, what do you have to do with any? What do I have to do with this? If I'm a shutf, male, I'm already involved. Not just I'm involved. A shutfus, we're already together. If we're ready together, then I should be able to represent you. So I bring a raya for this Sfas Emes from the it's a shabu shakvatari kedushin of mendes shani hasam this like shutfus begavayu that a shutuf is easier to be it's easier for a shutuf to be a shliach than for a stranger to be a shliach, and that's the other pshat Rashi in Erkin's version. Not chovas carbon like the Griz. Most Achronim reject chovas carbon. I know you're not supposed to say anything against salvation. You could still be right. But most Achronim reject Chovas Karbon. They say it is a cute line in the Havamina and Tosfos, it's where that base of an Allah Chovas Karbon. It's undeniably a Havamina and Tosfos here. But that's only a Havamina Maskana. There's no such thing as Chovas Karbon. There's only Chovas Gavra. If there's only Chovas Gavra, then why does only one guy have to? Because he does the Chovas Gavra for all of them. The Isle Shutmas, we got by. You could be a Shliach. Because if he's already, they're already one group, then they already represent each other. Right? I mean, that's what Shutfus is all about. The whole point of Shutfus is that they naturally represent each other, as opposed to a stranger who does not naturally represent you.
Also, like, isn't the Grizz difficult because it's sort of opposite Suarez from the original Machloki on your Rish?
No, because they only argue about B or C. They're not both true simultaneously anyway.
A.
No, we'll get to that.
Is it possible that you could deny the Hatmi in the first place and, like, telling on, you know, Kawanam or Shulti Dudan or Shulti?
Possible, meaning that you're saying that even Tosos didn't mean Chovas Karban. Tosos meant Chovas Gavra with Shlichas, but Kohanim are better Shluchim than regular
right,
people.
Like, there's precedent for that.
There is precedent for that. That's
why
not a.
Maybe said
okay. You're right. You mean you could deny, you could pull out the rug from the Grizz's feet in the first place. You're right. That is possible. A moda. Okay. Not that anyone's absent today. But I didn't say anything. Okay. So, but Ellie's saying a good ha'ara. Once a whole of a sina lahi, that you could say the Grizz never even had a hafamin in the first place. And when Tulsa said Gohanim, he didn't mean because of Kobas Karban. What he meant was there's a special din that Gohanim are shluchi didan. Although, even Shluchei, not just the Dun, even Shluchei the, Shivamumos, possible. I think the Pasha of Shah is like the Gris. Okay, now we're ready to move on to Yorish. Okay, let's go to Yorish. So, Yorish is a big, big, big sugya. As you notice, the main sugya of Yorish is not even here. It is in, there's at least one sugya of Yorish in the beginning of Zvachim. That I put down here, where they discuss whether Yorish is Tanya or Lo Tanya, and the Maskana of the Sugya in Zvachim seems to be that a Yorish is Lo Tanya, right? The Yorish is not Tanya, it's not Manish his, right? On the other hand, they ask, if he's not Tanya, how can he do Tumura? That's Rav Meir Dick Sugya, because we don't like Rav Meir. That's the Sam Mishnah all over. So what do they say in the end? A very, very funny formulation. They say the Yorish is not Kanya. He's not like the total Bailim for Kapar of this Karban, but what does the Yorish get out of the Karban? Kapara, but what's the phrase in the Gemara? Kapar Mikofya. There's two levels of Kapara in Masechet Zvachim. And Yom, another place. This Kapar is Kiva, the Kapar Kavua, the real. This Kapar is Kofya. What does Kofya mean? Most Rishonim, everyone but the Rach and Yoma, agrees. Kufya means, kiva means kavua. That's, kufya means floating, right? Kufya means floating. So it's like a floating kapara, like a, no one knows exactly what this means, a minor kapara, a like secondary kapara, an indirect kapara. If we knew what it meant more, then it would be simpler. But apparently a Yorish, Alim Derb Meir, has a funny status. According to Rabbi Yehuda, most Rishonim say Yorish has no status. Shalom al Yisrael. But a Yorish has a funny status, according to Derb Meir. He's not Kanya, to use the Lash of the Gemara in Zvachim, but he is, and he's not Miskaper Mikiva. He's not, the Gemara didn't use that phrase, but that's the opposite of Kufya. He's not the real Bailam, but he's Miskaper Mikufya. He has some level of Kapara from this. He has some Shaifas to this carbon, and that's why he can do Tamura, because Miskaper Osa Tamura, and he's a Miskaper Mikofya. Okay, what does this mean? What's really the status of a Yorish? So, let us just ask ourselves this question. What's the status of a Yorish in Karbonos? We already asked this question in terms of Misvara, right? Misvara, what's the status of a Yorish? Misvara is Pradavua. That is the Shiva Gubetzes here, and really Tosos isn't so explicit about it. Or like the Tosos Rit, Misvara, he's nothing. Right now, you might always say that Misvara is nice, but after the exertion of it changes the Svara. But let's ask the following question: what is the status of a Yorish? Is a Yorish the Abailim? Does he take over his father, or is he not a Bailam? Is he not the Bala Karban? Right? The Misvara, we saw this was a machlokas. The Sheet de Mekubetzes Tmura says, Misvara, he should be exactly like his father. Bra davua, Misvara, whatever his father should do, he should do. It's only a question whether you have a miyot. And we saw the Tosos Rid, Imsachim, who says, Misvara, he's nothing because the carbon is Nikra Al Shem Ha'av. The question is going to be, let's go to, yeah.
Outside for a second, in general, when that happens, the Kedusha just disappears from the animal?
No, Chasron, the animal is still Kadosh. The animal is still Kadosh. It's the father's carbon, not the son's carbon. Ah, can an animal be a carbon of a dead person? Why not? It's a carbon of a dead person. So after all, an animal can even be a carbon of nobody, perhaps. Well, not so clear. But the animal can be a carbon. According to the Rid, things a dead person can have a carbon.
So the Nachman was that the Rid was saying just no smicha is done, but the carbon still has to be brought?
Everyone agrees the carbon has to be brought. What's the Nafkamina? We don't know the Nafkamina yet, because we hold like Rav Meir, right? Smicha Lefi Rav Meir. So everyone agrees there's smicha can Rav Meir. That's what that's his whole shita, right? Hakol somchin, even a yorish vim hamir yamir, and we compare tmur to smicha, and a yorish is somich. So why is a yorish somich? Maybe somich midin bailim, right? But what according to the Tosus Rid? Why did the Tosus Rid think he's somich? So the Tosus Rid tells us, however, somewhat cryptically, says the Tosus Rid. He says Pashut. It's a great Tosus Rid. She'ena ben yochol lirish carbon aviv. She'ena carbon shar mamon aviv. Yorsha. There's no Yerushal. A carbon nikra shem aviv. It's still the father's carbon, right? And it's still the father's carbon. Vimu olos shlo makri even al shem atzma. What does he say? If it's a chatas, it dies because the father's dead and can't bring a chatas. If an asham zirat she stipes, the father's dead, can bring an asham. What if an olos shlo? Yikar al shem atzma. What does al shem atzma mean? Atzmo, the antecedent of atzmo, is the carbon. It's brought stam. Al shem atzmo doesn't have to be brought for someone. I mean, it's nikra al shem ha'av. The av's not here, so who's bringing it? The answer is no one's bringing it. It's just a carbon, but it's still a carbon. So even though it's no one's carbon, yikra al shem atzmo, it's brought independently, right? This is what the daf zayin amud beis and zvachim rava says. There's no bailam acher misa. Yeah, there's no bailam. It's just brought al shem atzmo independently. Upleili bar rabbanu rab yuda imayor shomecho meimer. That's what he says. If it was the son's carbon, what's the having it not be shomecho meimer? Obviously, it's not the son's carbon. So why does our meyer hold shomecho meimer? Elavade carbon al shem aviv nikravul al shemo mishum hachi eno yorish, or probably should say eno meimer ve'eno somech. Rabbanu rab yorish shomecho meimer yorish shomecho meimer. According to rab meyer, the rabbanu who say there is smicha mishum the rab yekra can amin reish tmura. Okay, rab yekra. It's a Reboy of the Kra, right? Says the Rid. Mishum Darabye Kra. Now, what does that mean? Mishum Darabye Kra. It seems to be, so maybe Rabye Kra means Taka is his karba, right? But that's not what it's saying. He's not saying Rabye Kra means I would have thought it wasn't his karba, but now Rabye Kra that is his karba. Rabye Kra means that the Torah gives him responsibility to deal with this carbon, right? And with that responsibility comes a kapara mikofya. Therefore, he gets a little credit for this carbon. He has responsibility. Once he has responsibility and gets a little credit, then he can also do tmur. But the simple shot is, mishum derab yekra means that it's not his carbon, but Torah gives him responsibility. If it's not his carbon, what's the point of smicha? If it's not his carbon, what's the point of smicha? So here's where, what would the Gris say? Exactly, here's where the Gris, if it's not as carbon, what's the point of the smicha? So the Gris says, this works based on my sod of chovas carbon. Who ever heard of smicha that's not as carbon? Who ever heard of a non-owner doing smicha? The answer is chovas carbon, a stranger can't do chovas carbon. But the Torah is marbe that he's involved enough, he's close enough that he can do the chovas carbon. Maybe that's the point. Gives him responsibility for smicha as chovas carbon. According to the Gris, theoretically, maybe you could also say he's doing, the Torah tells him to do smicha for his father. Normally, I can't do smicha for someone else. However, in this case, since it's a close relative, and since there's some level of connection, even if not quite a mamish, right? So as a carbos carbon, or as representing the Morish, it's a chiddush, because why should the Morish have any chovas gavra after he's dead? But it could be that even after you're dead, maybe there's some chovas gavras that could still live on. The Morish's chovas gavra. If you'll excuse my ugly combination of languages. But I think Pashmash, I like the Grits. I mean, this is a good writer for the Grits, right? That if it's not really his, why is he doing smicha? Because he's connected. I'll be reboyed Zeres Akasa. But still, me Marisha. Either it's your carbon you're doing smicha, or someone else's carbon you shouldn't do smicha. So even though he's connected enough to do the Chovas carbon, even though he does have a Chovas gavra.
But with Shutzpin, we said that Rabbi Meir held it was Chovas gavra, and Rabbi Yudah held it was Chovas carbon.
According to this Grizz, so the Grizz would have to say, they're not arguing about the Yesod of Chovas carbon. They both agree that there's a Yesod of Chovas carbon and a Yesod of Chovas gavra. They're only arguing about what has which, that when it comes to they're not arguing about the Yesod. They both agree there's a Chovas carbon. Just when it comes to Shutfer, Meir says, who cares about the Chovas carbon? They have a Chovas gavra anyway, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only a Chovas carbon. And when it comes to Yorish, Rabbi Yehuda says there's not even a Chovas carbon anymore. Or there is, but it can't be fulfilled because you're not Shayach. Rabbi Meir would say you're Shayach enough for the Chovas carbon, so they're not arguing about the Ikaron, just about the Pratim. Now, back to the Shutfer, though, says the Grizz, a great Nafkamina. What Nafkamina does the Grizz want to say if he's not really the Bayulim, he's only doing it as a Chovas carbon, then based on the last Grizz, it's the same Grizz, right? What Nafkamina should come out of that? That if a guy dies and he has multiple Yorshim, then how many of them have to do the smicha?
Only one
of them, exactly, says the Grizz. Now, I admit, the Grizz actually goes back and forth. They gave you one piece. If you look at the other piece, which I think I put in brackets, he goes back and forth. But in this piece, he's very, very clear which side of the theory he stands on. Nafkamina b'smicha is one, if they are harbe yorshim, says the Grizz. Only one of them has to do smicha. Why? Because it's not their korban. They just have to take care of this chova. So therefore, if one of them does smicha, they've done the chova's korban, like the one that he said earlier. However, the spas emes and the nachos, who decides very clearly, even though here he's a little basopic, he says that at the end of this, atoshu yorsho nase shalo v'chayiv lismoch, and one of the nafkaminas of that, he says, first he wants to say, talya domino mino, domino v'yotu asra. But then he says in the end, zemar behakol somchen, right, says the sasem, he doesn't say in the same paragraph. In one paragraph he says, hakol somchen, they all have to be somich, all the yorshim. In the next paragraph he says, and he makes it into a technical issue, domino mino, domino v'yotu asra. In the next paragraph though, he proves, he's l'shitase, he says, nase shalo v'chayiv lismoch. The smicha comes from shalo. This is the Sfas Emes, it's the Sfas Emes versus the Grizz here. Sfas Emes says, Nases Shalo V'chayav Lismoch. Now again, that's the paragraph after this paragraph, but I think it's a valid speculation that it's not coincidence. Sfas Emes says, kulam chayavim lismo hakol sokan. Well, why? Because now they're shutfin. It's theirs. Shutfin. The rabbis go by the chovim lismicha. We paskin that all the shutfin have to be somich. Another nafkamina that the Griz wants to say, based on the Rabbeinu Gershom here, is what does Rabbeinu Gershom here say? What does he add in about this Yorish? What does Rabbeinu Gershom add in that the Griz quotes? Says Rabbeinu Gershom right here on the side. Exactly. He says the Rabbeinu Gershom is here, right? He says, Lasuya Yoresh. Where is this? The Rabbeinu Gershom is an Erechim. That's why I can't find it. Yeah, so the Rabbeinu Gershom says an Erechim, where you have the parallel sugya. Sorry, it's hard to keep track when you have the same exact mafarshim on the same exact sugya and the same exact daf, but in two different obscure masechtas. Rabbeinu Gershom, an Erechim, says that's better. It looks the same. He says that... here we are. Shem hekdesh of zevach umeis kodem to samachal of yoresh somech. Samachal of yoresh samachal kevret oven. When does the yoresh have to be somech for a mayor? If the father died without being somech, what's the diok? And if the father did smicha, then the yoresh wouldn't have to. So, what if samach avim lifnei moso? So, the Griz points out that Rabbeinu Gershom in Erechin says that the Yoresh doesn't have to do smicha. Why? That makes a lot of sense. He's not the Bailim. He just has to take care of the need for smicha. Okay? It already had its smicha. He has nothing left. He has no chovas gavra. He just has to take care of it for his father, for the korban. So it's already taken care of. However, the Sfas Emes over here is Masupik about it, but over Menachos says for sure. He says, Afil far somacha ad vacharkach meis. Nonetheless, Atushu Yorsho nase shalo vachayav lismo. The Sfas Emes is very stark on this side of Akira. So are a lot of other Akronim who I didn't bring down. Most Akronim, I think, take the side of Akira. Nase shalo vachayav lismo, which makes perfect sense. Another nafkamina, which the Sfas Emes there mentions also, is What about a Yorish S Emo? Emo being a woman who, you know, without getting into contemporary politics, right, who is Shmishmicha does not apply to. That's what it says in Gemara. No smicha for women. Alright, then everyone can say whatever they want. It says in Gemara, no smicha. Now, the what about if he yarshed his mother? So now, this animal doesn't need smicha, right? It was about to be nicker without smicha. So now, does he have to do smicha or not? So the Minchas Chinuch is besopic about this. The Sfas Emes, and this is the Netiyah of the Minchas Chinuch, he's not sure, says Chayim Lismoch, and the Sfara is very poshut. After all, now it used to be hers, now it's his, and he's a man. So of course he has to do smicha. According to the Griz's Mahalach, he doesn't say what would happen. According to this Mahalach, according to the Tosfos Griz's Mahalach, but it's reasonable to think that you wouldn't need to do smicha. Why? Because she didn't leave an animal that needed smicha. So I think it would be reasonable to say that you wouldn't need smicha. There's some other nafkaminas as well within the realm of... smicha that the Knesset Rishonim suggests in his footnotes in Zvachim that I put in the brackets here. Agav, the Knesset Rishonim in Zvachim and Menachos is also on HebrewBooks.org if you want to look for it. But Me'ila is not for some reason. I'm not sure why. He suggests two other nafkaminas, which again he just says Misvara. There's no shitas about. But he has some interesting nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the Knesset are showing in the footnotes. Can the Yoresh say Kol Harotze Lehamir Yavo V'Yamir? Remember, we saw them daftes, right? Meaning, can he give other people for? Oh, that's Tamura. Hold on, that belongs to the Tamura list. I apologize. That let's stick with Smicha. He says, here's an interesting question. He says, if the Yoresh dies, who does Smicha instead? If the Yoresh dies, who does Smicha instead? So he said, if the Yoresh is really a Bailim, then who does Smicha instead? The Yoresh of the Yoresh. Meaning, let's say Yaakov died, and then Reuven died, so Chanoch will do Smicha. However, if the Yoresh is not the Bailim, he's just, you know, charged with the responsibility for his father's karban, then he thought Miskara is the next Yoresh of the of the original Yoresh. Right, which is not always the which is not always the same person. For example, if Yaakov died and left Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died, then according to Tzvas Emes, Chanoch should be able should have to do Smicha. But according to the Griz, Lachor Shimon should do Smicha. He's now the Yoresh of Yaakov, and now he's the one left bearing this responsibility for his father's estate. There could also be some nafkaminas in Temura as well.
But that implies that the chiyuv still stays with the father who's died.
Right.
I mean, it's once it's gone over to him, it doesn't then.
You're saying, I hear the taina. Meaning, is it? But you see, certainly you would say better if the father left it to two sons and one of them died, then it should stay with the second son. Why should it go to the grandson? That much you would know than me. Maybe it shouldn't go to a new person, but it should at least stay with the second son. Right, so the this formulation you might be moved at. Should it go to the son of the son, or it should go to the other son? If the father left two sons and left the responsibility that one of them died, then the other son should keep the responsibility. That's not so crazy. In Temura, the Knesset Rishonim also suggests an afkamina. He says, can the Yoresh say Kol Harotze Lehamir Yavo V'Yamir? Can you give other people permission to do Temura? Right, that's what he said. Shalachei was only if he gives you permission. So, he says, if he's a Bailim, then he can do Temura. He shouldn't, but he can. And he gave other people permission to do Temura. But, if he's not the Bailim, then he thinks not. He thinks not. He personally, if he does Temura, he's Shaykh. But he's not the Bailim to let other people do Temura. Okay. That's not supposed to happen. Apologize. So, not Lachrach, but that's the other nafkamina he suggests. One other nafkamina, which is just a matter of formulation, I think. This is Lechemisha's Kasha on the Rambam, is the Gemara but you want to prove how the Rambam holds. The Gemara said if there are two Yorshim, they do smicha, either one or both, depending on the schachira, but they can't do Temura. Why, the Gemara says? The Gemara says, why can't they do Temura? After all, if they're not the owners, then it's not a behemoth of Shutfin. There's only one father. He says, no, in Hamir, Yamir, still, there are two people. They're Mufka from the Lashon Yachid of Temura. So, you can ask, why can't two Yorshim, or more, multiple Yorshim, do Temura? Again, I don't mean can't, like they should. Everyone should do Temura. I mean, can't is not chal. So, if they're really the Bailim, so what would the Griz say, I think? I think the Griz would say that Zeres HaKasov in Hamir Yamir, even though they're not Shutfin. This is not a real nafkamina. This is only a matter of formulation. Meaning, it doesn't actually make a difference halachically, just how you express things. But the Lecha Mishnah asked the Kasha and the Rambam that the Rambam Hilchas Temura, the Rambam Hilchas Temura says that if a guy leaves a karban to two kids, The Ramban says, because there's shutvin, so the yesh makam the diet here, again, it's no nafkamina. Either way, they can't do tumor. That's a first martin's vachim dafav amenal. But since the Ramban says they are like regular shutvin, the Rambam makes it sound like they really are bailim, and the Yorish really does get the bailis. Because that's what the Mishnah says. Why wasn't he more careful in his formulation? Why do you say they're shutfin? The pshat of the Gemara in Zvachim is that they're not shutfin. It's just Xeris HaKasov. Pshat of the Gemara in Zvachim is that they're not shutfin. There's just Xeris HaKasov. That's what the, that seems to be the conclusion of the, that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara in Zvachim, he says, it says, Hamir Yamar the Rabbi said Yorish, Echad Ein Shnayim, special Xeris HaKasov that two Yorishim can't do Tumura. Right? Special Xeris HaKasov, and this is the Pshat of the Gemara in Zvachim. The Rama apparently thought that that Pshat was not the real truth. That was just the, I don't know if it's Pshat. The Gemara says Xeris HaKasov. But sounds like a special exertion. Also, the Rambam says regular genus shutfin might prove that the Rambam holds like the Sfas Emma society of the Chakira. I'll just, there's a lot more to say, but not for now. I'll just point out that the Achronim bring up, not, I mean, Lam Dishma Rachos, but if you look through all the Achronim and everything they say about a Yorish, just open up the Encyclopedia Talmudus under Yorish and look for Karbanos, and you'll see the Achronim argue about everything about a Yorish and a Karban, and a lot of their machlokas should have to do with this Chakira. So, if we say general nafkamina, it's not that arguing about Tmura and Smicha, but for example, there's a great machlokas Achronim, the Mishnah says a Yorish brings Nesachim for his father's Karban. The father left the cow for an ola, the Yorish brings, right, the cow for an ola, what does he bring? Shlosh Asronim, Sol from Chabal of Hashemen, Balol with Chatsiahin, Balol Chatsiahin Shemen, and Chatsihin of Yael and Esach. He brings Pesachim. So, another Nafkamina might be, Yorish brings Nesachim. Why does the Yorish bring the Nesachim? So this is a Machlokis, Achronim, from his own money? Or only from his father's money. So, if he was the Bailim, then the Chora, he should have to bring from his own money. If he inherited money from his father, great. And if he didn't, then he should have to bring his own money. And anyone who brings a Karban is chayav to bring a Sachem. The Chora. But there's a Tosfos Yontif in Menachos who says only. No, he's responsible to bring it. Like, he's responsible to take care of it. But he doesn't have to spend his own money, and that might be totally on this Chakira. It might not, but it might be totally on this Chakira. If he's really the Bailim, of course he has to spend his own money on the Nesachim. That's one of the responsibilities of being a Bailim of a Karban. If you are, as a matter of fact, in the old days, anyone who even found a Karban would have to pay their own money for the Nesachim until they made a Tikkun Olam that they saw that that didn't work. But if he's just taking care of his father, then he shouldn't have to spend his own money. And another possible nafkamina, which the Minchas Chinuch deals with, is what about Yisrael sheyarash mincha mikomein? What about a Yisrael who inherits, let's say he's a chalal, or nicer, he's just a grandson, right? Yisrael inherits a mincha from his grandfather, the kohen. What's the nafkamina? Who read Chumash, Parshas Tzav? They tell me the nafkamina. Anyone ever read the Chumash? What's the nafkamina? The Yisrael inherits a mincha from his kohen. So we want to know who's the real Bailim. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference between a mincha kohen and a mincha Yisrael? What do you mean by that?
Whether you like create the whole thing or you keep the...
Exactly. A mincha Yisrael, your makdira kometz, and the kohen eat the rest. Minchas kohen, chol minchas kohen. What does the pasuk say? Kalel tielo teachel, right? You have to burn the whole thing. So that would be a great. The Minchas Chinuch deals with that. It's a big machlokas achronim. If you're the Bailim, then you should say that it's nechal, like a Minchas Yisrael. But if you're not the Bailim, no, you're just taking care of it for the grandfather. then it should be kolel. It should be like a minchas kolel. The minchas chinuch actually decides in the end that it's all burned on the mizbeach like a minchas kolel. Although again, these are already complicated, and yesh lodun. Yesh lodun ve'ein kam makom laharich, because each of these is its own sugya, obviously. The minchas chinuch is kuf lamed dalet. Okay, but clearly we've seen two basic, very different ideas of the role of a yoresh in kachim. I'll just point out that going back to the Gemara in Zvachim, how would everyone explain the Gemara in Zvachim? If you said that he was a bailim, then the raya is kapara mikopya. Right? After all, he gets kapara. Oh, why isn't he kanya? Doesn't it say he's not the bailim? He's not kanya. No. Lo kanya means no kapara mikiva. Oh, why doesn't he get the kapara mikiva if it's his karban? So it's actually very pasha. That's why the Achronim like this pshat better. Chazan Ish like this pshat better. He says, because to get kapara mikiva, you have to have that sin in mind, b'shas hafrasha. If I'm mafrash achatas, I eat chelev, I get kapara mikiva on the chelev, and kapara mikufya if I didn't put on tefillin. If, according to most deos, if I'm mafresh and ola today, I get kapara mikiva on all the assays I violate until today, and kapara mikufya on the assays I violate until I get to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So it just means you get all the kapara an owner gets for things that you didn't have in mind, b'shas hafrasha. That's it. Very posh, because you didn't have in mind b'shas hafrasha. It's not a pagam in your bailus at all. You're the total bailim. You just are not as much of a kapar as a regular bailim because you didn't have it in mind b'shas hafrasha. If you say you're not a bailim, then you say the raya is lokanya. The Gemara says you're lokanya. Oh, if you're lokanya, then why is there kapar mikofya? Why kapar mikofya? So you just say that's a very small kapara you get for it's a very small kapara you get for being involved in the hakrava. Yeah, you get a little kapara because you're involved in hakrava. So that's the question. Do you say lo kanya? It's not yours at all. You get a little kapara being involved in hakrava. Some people even want to say it's only because you do smicha pizeres akasa that then you get a little kapara. Or do you say no? You get real kapara. Kapara makufya is real kapara. You really are kona. When it says you're not kona, it just means that even though you're kona, you didn't have in mind b'shas hafrasha, so you can't get a full kapara. The stipler that I put in brackets deals with these things at a little greater length. Okay, so I think we managed to say all the basic things that are important to say about Yoresh, and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem next time with the Gemara about a katan and a goy doing tamura on Daf Beis and Beis. I sent out some of them, of course, already. I'll finish them up when I get a chance.